Yo, what's up, Gen Z? Logan Cruz here, and let's talk about something real, something raw, something that's been buzzing around in your heads louder than a Drake song on repeat. Figuring out who the hell you are as a dude. Ever feel like society's got this script for being a man shoved down our throats? You know, the whole alpha dog, stoic, never show weakness thing? Yeah, I've been there too, but here's the truth bomb. That old script is outdated AF. It's like trying to run on dial-up in a 5G world. We need something new, something real, something authentic. That's where introspection comes in. It's like therapy for your soul, but way less expensive, and you don't have to sit awkwardly across from someone with a notepad. All right, 5 key takeaways that are gonna blow your mind wider than a TikTok algorithm. Number 1, ditch the labels. Alpha, beta, omega. Those are just outdated boxes trying to limit you. You're not defined by some arbitrary ranking system. You're a unique individual with your own strengths, weaknesses, and goddamn aspirations. Own it. Think of it like this. You wouldn't walk into a shoe store and say, "I need the size labeled coolness," right? You try on different shoes, see what feels comfortable, what fits your style. Same goes for life, bro. Experiment, explore, find what works for you. Number 2, vulnerability is not weakness, it's power. Stop trying to be this unbreakable fortress because, newsflash, everyone cracks sometimes. Sharing your feelings, admitting you're struggling, that takes guts. It shows strength, authenticity, and trust. Trust is the glue that holds real connections together, fam. Think about your favorite characters in movies or shows. They ain't all super stoic robots, right? Their flaws make them relatable, even more captivating. Embrace your imperfections, because they're what make you human. Number 3. Define success on your own terms. What does it mean to be successful? Is it about money, fame, power? Or is it about living a life true to yourself, pursuing your passions, and making a positive impact? The point is, don't let someone else tell you what success looks like. Think of Elon Musk. Some people might say he's a genius. Others might call him crazy. But one thing's for sure. He's definitely living his life on his own terms, and that's something to admire. Number 4. Don't be afraid to ask for help. This isn't a sign of weakness. It's a sign of strength. We all need support sometimes, and there are plenty of resources out there, from trusted friends and family to therapists and counselors. Don't go through this alone. Think about your favorite sports team. They don't win championships by isolating themselves, right? They rely on each other for support, strategy, and encouragement. Same goes for life. Number 5. Embrace the journey. This whole masculine identity thing isn't a destination. It's a lifelong journey of exploration and growth. There will be ups, there will be downs, but the key is to keep learning, evolving, and becoming your best damn self. Think about it like leveling up in a video game. You're constantly gaining new skills, unlocking new levels, and becoming more powerful. That's what life's all about. Continuous growth and improvement. Real talk. Imagine you're crushing a presentation at school. You nail the facts, rock the delivery, and leave everyone impressed. But then, you start doubting yourself afterwards. Did I really do that well? What if people thought it was boring? That inner voice can be brutal, right? That's introspection coming into play. It's about checking in with yourself, analyzing your actions and thoughts, and understanding why you feel the way you do. You might realize that presentation anxiety is holding you back from truly shining, or maybe you discover that you have a knack for public speaking. Either way, introspection helps you become self-aware and break free from those limiting beliefs. So, here's the takeaway. Ditch the outdated scripts, embrace your vulnerability, define success on your own terms, don't be afraid to ask for help, and most importantly, keep that introspective game strong. Don't let that inner critic hold you back. You've got this, Gen Z. Hit me up in the DMs with your thoughts. Tag this episode in your TikTok rant, or even stitch it with your own take on masculinity. Let's build a community where we can be authentically ourselves, flaws and all. And remember, if you're vibing with this podcast, smash that follow button, leave a 5-star review, and share it with your squad. You know the drill. Stay woke, stay real, and keep crushing it.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.